I'm Patrick Fleming, Director of Retail Marketing for the National Pork Board. Fresh Pork has enjoyed the spotlight recently thanks to our new brand campaign and the revised cooking guidelines the USDA recently published. Pork's new brand, Be Inspired, unveiled this spring, focuses on pork's versatility and ability to inspire creativity in the kitchen. This new brand launch was followed fairly quickly by the USDA's announcement that it had lowered the final cooking temperature for fresh pork to 145 degrees Fahrenheit with a 3-minute rest. This constitutes a 15-degree drop that will help cooks prepare moist, juicy pork. With all this good news about pork swirling around, the stage is set for packers and processors to capitalize on the opportunity to increase fresh pork sales. Here are four tips to help you be inspired and make these industry trends work for you. First, make sure you know your best customers. Before launching the Be Inspired campaign, the National Pork Board conducted a consumer segmentation research study to identify the best customers called pork champions. The new target isn't really that new. They are simply consumers who already know and love pork. Medium to heavy pork eaters who are confident in preparing at least 2 cuts of pork and who enjoy cooking and sharing meals with family and friends. Understanding the mindset of today's pork champions can help you work with distributors and retailers to appeal to these pork lovers who are already shopping the meat case. Reaching already satisfied customers is one of the best ways to build incremental pork sales. Second, keep pork on my plate. Now is a great time to promote fresh pork's positive nutritional profile. The USDA recently announced a new nutritional symbol called MyPlate that replaces the long-standing food pyramid. The plate, which is divided into proteins, grains, fruits, vegetables, and dairy, is designed to make it easier for consumers to eat a well-balanced, well-portioned diet by comparing food on their own plates to the breakdown on MyPlate. Protein occupies about a quarter of the plate, and that's good news for pork. Today's lean pork is a terrific source of protein. Plus, on average, the most common cuts of pork have 27% less saturated fat than the same cuts did 20 years ago. Partner with retailers to remind consumers that pork can be an obvious part of a healthy plate. Third, keep 145 degrees Fahrenheit top of mind. The new 145 degree Fahrenheit is the magic number for pork. Since the USDA reduced the final cooking temperature for pork to 145 degrees Fahrenheit with a 3-minute rest time, home cooks can now enjoy medium rare pork that is juicier or more tender than when it was cooked to the more traditional 160 degrees Fahrenheit. The new temperature guidelines make it easier for every consumer to create perfectly cooked pork that is moist and delicious. Lastly, get on board with nutritional labeling. The January 2012 deadline to implement the USDA mandatory nutritional rule is quickly approaching. The new law requires raw meats and poultry to have nutrition labeling on either the package or at point of purchase. The new labeling will help consumers understand how significant protein is to maintaining a healthy diet and enable them to make informed choices at the meat case. Team up with distributors and retailers to promote pork on-pack nutrition labeling as another avenue to endorse pork as a healthy source of protein. I hope these tips keep you in the loop on what's happening with pork, and that you can use them to help increase pork sales. You can learn more about Be Inspired campaign and other items I've mentioned by visiting our website, www.porkretail.org. Thank you.